If this is what comes when I close my eyes, he thought, what will my dreams be like? He opened his eyes again and watched as she drove down a smooth, paved ramp, slipping into the heavy flow of traffic without a pause. He leaned over and looked up through the window on his side. There were the clouds, Los Angeles, traveling above them in the same direction. They were still on the path of the beam. 13. Mr. Roland? She thought he had been dozing with his eyes open. Now he turned to her from where he sat in the passenger bucket seat with his hands in his lap, the good one folded over the mutilated one, hiding it. She thought she had never seen anyone who looked less like he belonged in a Mercedes-Benz, or any automobile. She also thought she had never seen a man who looked so tired. But he's not used up. I don't think he's anywhere near used up, although he may think otherwise. The animal? Oi? Oi, yes. The bumbler looked up at the sound of his name, but didn't repeat it as he might have done only yesterday. Is it a dog? It isn't exactly, is it? He, not it. And no, he's not a dog. Irene Tassenbaum opened her mouth, then closed it again. This was difficult, because silence in company did not come naturally to her. And she was with a man she found attractive even in his grief and exhaustion, perhaps to some degree because of those things. A dying boy had asked her to take this man to New York City and get him to the places he needed to go once they were there. He'd said that his friend knew even less about New York than he did about money, and she believed that was true. But she also believed this man was dangerous. She wanted to ask more questions, but what if he answered them?